The Keweenaw Peninsula is at the tippy top of Upper Michigan, where it protrudes into Lake Superior. It's always been pretty remote, with steep hills, few roads, and lots of trees. Still, boaters and hikers have been drawn here to get away from it all. But a few years ago, something started to happen in the Keweenaw.
You know, it was kind of unnoticed for the first few years, and then all of a sudden, people started realizing that their access to their favorite berry picking spot, or access to their old fishing hole, or a picnic spot for their family was no longer accessible.
Charlie Eschbach is a longtime resident. Since the 1840s, most of the land in the Keweenaw Peninsula was owned by mining or paper companies. The public was generally allowed to use the land for hunting or fishing. But in the last decade, consolidation in the paper industry made owning vast tracts of land unattractive from an investment standpoint. So the for sale sign was out, and Eschbach decided it was time to act so that at least some of the land stayed in public control. He's a tall, thin man whose bolo tie speaks of his love for the Upper Peninsula. It's made of copper, which is a native metal, and features a large UP with a tiny Lower Michigan dangling off the end. He and a group of area nature lovers got together and negotiated a deal with International Paper. For $13.5 million, the company would sell 6,300 acres of nearly pristine land. The problem then became where to get $13.5 million.
People in the cities think of land at $300 to $400 an acre as a tremendous bargain. But to us up here, that's still a lot of money because we have more acres.
So in 2001, the Nature Conservancy agreed to front the money until the state of Michigan could complete the deal. Jeff Noop is the Conservancy's Director of Land Protection in the UP. He says the 6,300 acres at the tip of the Keweenaw is one of the group's top five priority sites in the Great Lakes region. Noop says the Conservancy got involved for a couple of reasons. First, the public wanted to preserve access to the land.
And number two, it dovetailed real nicely with the fact that it is significant land. It's got a lot of rare and endangered plants, unique communities, a lot of lakeshore frontage. And that just developed into going to the State of Michigan Trust Fund Board and lobbying and getting the money to get the job done.
The transaction was completed in 2003, with Michigan spending a good portion of its land protection fund to reimburse the Nature Conservancy. Now the challenge is to decide how to make the new land available to taxpayers and tourists. Charlie Eschbach is on an advisory board that's supposed to come up with a plan.
When people of northern Wisconsin come north with their kayaks to look for some pristine waters to ply with the kayaks and canoeists that are so popular now, we have it. We already have developed water trails around the Keweenaw. Campsites and so forth for those people to land, and directions for those people are just a few years away.
But so far, there's no money to build the needed roads, shelters, and bathrooms. Michigan's deficit means very tight budgets. So leaving the land as is for the time being might not be so bad, at least in the eyes of some locals. Charlie Eschbach looks to the south and doesn't like what he sees in places like Wisconsin's Northern Lake Country, where tourism-related development has changed the character of the place, and where private cabins are restricting access to some lakes. And there are economic concerns. Locals who've owned property in the Keweenaw for generations are concerned that rising property values could tax them out. That's much the same thing that's happened in another peninsula, Wisconsin's Door County, which now has some of the most expensive property in the state. Eschbach says longtime Keweenaw residents ought to get ready for change.
I was sitting around the campfire with some of them, my friends, last summer, and they all said, but Charlie, how can we keep it like 1965? You know, and I said, we can't.
There is one thing in favor of keeping the Keweenaw Peninsula from becoming the next tourist trap. No matter how well-known its scenery and sport fishery become, it's still more than a 12-hour drive from the nearest largest cities. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.